Well, welcome to day six of our fasting and prayer journey for 2023. As you know, if you've been engaged with us this week, we've been looking at the six essentials of prayer, like why pray, what it means to pray in the Spirit and according to God's will, developing staying power in prayer. But today I want to talk about the all-important essential of faith as it relates to prayer. There's an old Southern gospel song that I've heard sung many times over the years that hits it spot on when it says, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Now you think about that, you might think, well, that's maybe overstating the case a little bit. And I want to say, I don't believe we are. I mean, look at this incredible verse found in Hebrews 11:6, which says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Stop there. Did you notice that? It is impossible to please God. Not just it's difficult to please God, not it's maybe a little harder to please God, or it's less likely you'll please God. No, it's impossible to please God. Because, it goes on, anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Guys, this is saying that faith is not just a good idea. It's essential. Yes, prayer may be the key to heaven, but it is always faith that unlocks the door, which means that if you want to see answers from heaven, you must approach God with faith. And what does that mean? How do we do that? Well, this passage gives us two truths we must believe if we're going to operate in faith, in a faith that moves heaven. First, we must believe that God exists. Or better yet, as the Greek says in this passage, we must believe that he is. See, it's not hard for me to believe that God exists. It's just hard for me to believe that he is going to come through for me or that he is there for me when I pray, right? People say things like, well, God has more to do in running the world than to worry about all my little problems. But see, guys, that's not faith and that's not biblical. That's a lie of the enemy that will keep you from approaching the God who cares about you. So you must believe that he is. And to capture the essence of what that is saying, let me give you three faith affirmations that I want you to make when you sit down to pray if you believe God is. Number one, God is near. Two, God is good. And three, God is able. Yes, he exists, but what does that mean for me today? Well, it means that he's near the one who approaches him in faith. It means that he knows and cares about the details of your life because he is inherently good. And it means that he is powerful and able to work out everything in your life according to his plan, which means that you are always going to get his best as he works out things for you. It's that simple as you come to him in faith. You say things like, thank you, Jesus, that you are near today, that you are good and care about me, and that you are able to do whatever needs to be done in order to bring about my greatest good and your greatest glory. So those who come to him in faith must believe that he is. And then here's the second faith key. We must believe that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. So just understand, if we don't believe God is, and we don't believe that he rewards those who seek him, we will tend to see prayer as just, you know, speaking empty words into the air. But no, this passage is saying, God wants you to believe that he will reward you if you seek him and come to him in faith. That means you're going to receive something good from him that you wouldn't otherwise receive if you didn't seek him in prayer. So yes, I believe God's a rewarder. I believe that I will receive from him what I need as I seek him. So that leads to this question. How do I seek him in such a way as to receive his reward? Here's what I want you to focus on this day and throughout the prayer journey of these days. Practice seeking him. And to help you practice that, I'm going to give you a little acrostic that spells seek. So here's the S. First key to seeking him in faith is to stop and turn to Him. If you're going to seek Him, you've got to stop your way of thinking. You've got to stop your anxiety. You've got to stop your fear. You've got to stop and listen to Him. Pretend He is in the chair across from you. And stop your way of thinking and start asking Him questions. Start listening for His way of thinking. Lord, what do you want me to do about this? Lord, are you saying this to me? Lord, should I go this way or that way? And then as John Eldridge says, as you ask Him questions, try on the answer. Lord, are you saying yes? And let your heart feel what He's saying about that. Lord, are you saying no? Try on that answer and ask yourself, what leads to peace in my heart? See, if you're going to seek Him, stop and listen to Him. By the way, if you want a good little book to pick up along the way I read this summer, it's really one of the simplest books on how to have a great quiet time with God. It's just called Two Chairs. And it's just the imagining that as you sit down, God's in the chair across from you, and you want to talk to Him and ask Him questions. You want to stop and listen to Him. That's the S of seeking Him. And then the first E in seek is this, examine. Examine your heart to make sure you're submitted to God. Examine your heart to make sure you're in obedience to Him. Ask Him to remove every flesh-driven motive in your prayers or anything you may be doing to hinder your prayers. So examine your heart. And then three, here's the next E, is expect. See, faith is essentially expectation that God is going to answer your prayer and bring about His perfect will in your life. And so when you leave your place of prayer and you have presented your petitions to God and you believe your heart is aligned with His will and His word, you ought to be able to say, thank you, Lord, that you are going to release the answer to this prayer so specifically that I will know that you have heard me and rewarded me. So you stop, you examine, you expect, and then here's the K of seek. You keep on praising Him. See, if you know that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him, and you expect that He is going to reward you, then guys, get your praise on and just continue to thank Him that He has it all under control and that in His time, He will work all things together for your good. So let me ask you this in closing today. What are you believing God for today? What mountain in your way hasn't moved yet? And then let me ask you this. Do you believe God is? Do you believe that He is near? That He is good? Cares about this? That He is powerful enough to do something about it and wants to give you His best? And that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him? If you believe that, then you get busy seeking Him. Stop and listen, examine your heart, expect an answer, and keep on praising Him. And you will find out, as the old song says, that while prayer is the key to heaven, it's faith that unlocks the door. God bless you, and have a great day.